Yeah, we got Dan and Joe from the band Boys. How you doing?
Yeah,
you
that doing? Was a nice montage.
Yeah, it was good, wasn't it?
There's two tracks in there that I haven't heard for a very long time.
Act ways up. You know, surely you, no, you must play your own tunes all the time, do you not?
I do. I sit around every night putting on the old albums.
Yeah. Weeping.
No, because I spoke to some of the guys earlier on. It says, I'm speaking to Top Loader later on. Oh, yeah, Dancing in the Moonlight.
Yeah, that's kind of the one.
You must get that all the time, but when you examine the charts, I mean, Achilles Heel did well.
It did better, actually.
You're joking, did it? Yeah,
two positions better.
Yeah.
Listen, hey, we're not here to talk about how.
No, but I loved. Listen, Some Kind of Wonderful and all. See, I do like an indie kind of disco, and I always play that.
Let's see. That's why.
How does it go down?
Oh, dance floor, fella. You know, when you're stuck, well, get that on. You know,
a bit boogie woogie.
Yeah, I mean, does it annoy you that people will say, "Oh yeah, Dancing in the Moonlight"?
No, I think it's something. You know, it's one of those. Lots of bands. You know, you look for a big hit, and then when you get one, you kind of spend the next 5 years moaning about it because it's a big hit. So
it's the English way. We do the same with the weather as well.
Oh yeah, certainly. Listen, what really struck me is that it was so long ago. I mean, if you'd ask me, you know, Top Loader, I'd said, yeah, it's about 5 years old, isn't it?
It's funny you say that. I tell my daughter every day that it's not that long ago. I try not to make it seem too old. Yeah, it was the early noughties, so 2000, 2001.
Yeah, I would never have thought, you know, in my own sort of psyche, that's how long ago that we were first sort of...
That's a sign of old age, that is.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, listen, tell me about it. My kids keep reminding me that when I was in my heyday, it was the olden days.
When you start saying the 90s, they weren't that long ago, were they? It's like, yep, they were almost 20 years ago.
Yeah, that's the conversations we have. Yeah. But listen, lads, did you actually split up at one stage and say, right, that's it, we're gone?
I kind of think we did, really. I think we'd all kind of just wanted a break. We'd had sort of 5 years of like relentless recording and promo and doing gigs, and I think we just went, right, that's it. We got to leave this for a while. I just don't think any of us kind of thought it would be so long before we decided to do some more stuff, really.
Yeah, I mean, are you able to do that? I mean, given that you sort of love music so much. I mean,
no,
let's
the answer
face
is short
it.
To that is no. I mean,
no,
you know,
but if you're into music and you have some success, it is addictive.
You can't leave it. I mean... You can leave it for 7 years, but you've got to understand that if you do that, you are going to have to sort of not start from the beginning. Clearly, we haven't had to do that, but you do have to put a bit more legwork into it. I think a couple of years is probably reasonable. I think seven might be pushing it a little bit.
Yeah. When you come back again, has the marketplace changed? Do you really have to start all the donkey work again?
Well, not so much. I think, you know, for us getting back together, it was because we wanted to make some new music, really. It was like we really felt we had something left to offer and that it was a bit of unfinished business, really. And we're super proud of all the music we've made kind of in part two, really. It's kind of it's a welcome addition to stuff we'd already made.
Is it harder to get airplay and slots on TV shows and the like?
I don't know. I mean, radio, we've always, you know, we seem to kind of, you know, that we've seemed to always been kind of lucky with that sort of thing. So, yeah, I mean, it's difficult for the TV, for the makeup girls and the TV shows, because we've obviously
There's
got a few more wrinkles.
There's a lot of work to do on Joe. I mean, you can't see him, it's radio, but my word, he looks old now. No, he doesn't at all. I mean, you might have seen him, he was on TV a couple of years ago. Actually, was that last year?
You were on the opera star thing, weren't you?
Yeah, I was, for my sins, yes.
So you're a proper singer.
Well, that's the thing. I'm denied about it, but really it was a singing contest, and I thought, well, I'll have some of that. I'm pretty competitive.
And he was very good at it, and we went down every week. He took up my Super Sunday football Sundays off me for a few weeks. But
Hold on. What kind of man are you? Giving up your Super Sundays to go and watch some guy sing?
Well,
if I'm honest with you, I was having the same thoughts, but then I realised that the friendship for 20 years probably is more important, really. But, you know, I was really super proud of him. He did brilliantly.
Yeah, good. Dan, what football team do you devote your Sundays to?
I'm Man United, actually.
Yes! Yes! Good lad! Joe, hopefully...
I'm a Liverpool fan.
Oh, come on.
Awful. I've got people...
No, my two brothers support Liverpool, for my sins. You know?
Right, yeah. But it's always good to have a friend support Liverpool, because they lose so much.
That's true. It's been a tough few years.
You're making a lot of friends and enemies at the moment when you say that.
Should be
more political
and, you know, keep everyone happy.
Well, that's good. Well, you know, Liverpool, maybe Brenton Rodgers will get there.
I think he's done
eventually.
An amazing job so far.
Do you think so? Seriously?
No, I seriously do. I'm loving watching the style of football, and I think he's got lots to offer. And you know, it's early days yet, but I think if he's there for any length of time, we could see a turnaround there.
I think they're going to turn it around.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right, folks. There's the most obvious plug you've ever heard in your life. Because the new single is called Turn It Around. Listen, well, what you should do then, you know, get it on the Liverpool fan sites and everything else.
Why are you saying that? We need to get it on the Man United fan sites, not the Liverpool.
Don't need to turn anything around. United are fine.
Oh, that's a good point.
Let me give Brendan a call.
Yeah, get the, you know, Brendan.
Our people get in touch with his people. Have you, that's how this works.
Listen, have you already made the video?
We have made the video, actually, yeah.
And you missed a chance then.
Yeah, that's a shame. I could have put the kit on and everything.
You could have had Brent Rogers there showing, you know, the old tactics board and all that, you know, saying we are going to turn it around, you know. Now, listen, I've got a bone to pick. You're playing a lot of gigs. You're all over England, you're in Scotland, and you're not coming here.
I know. We have to. It's very true. In fact, we don't get to go enough over to the lovely shores of Ireland, do we?
Well, since we reformed, I don't think we've been over to Northern Ireland, and that's something we have to rectify very soon.
Now you've brought it up with us, we're going to go and speak to our people.
To any of your colleagues in the music business. The audiences here are great.
Well, we always had such a great reception over there, and it was always a lot of love. You know, but I think for us, we're getting a bit older now.
It's too far to travel.
keep the tours kind of short, otherwise we all sort of burn out. I will be over soon, without a doubt.
No, well, let's hope so. That's brilliant. I mean, the new stuff's great, by the way.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
You know, I mean, it was worth coming back. Because you know how some bands take a break and then, I don't know what forces them, maybe their wives are nagging them, get out and make some money.
They want to get out of the house, yeah.
And you hear the new album and you go, oh my God, no, yeah. No.
Well, we didn't want to be like that sort of band. And we know that there's a bit of a sort of a thing around bands getting back together, and people often think it's for money or, you know, because you've run out of something else to do. But with us, it really was because Joe had a great collection of songs and we wanted to record them.
Well, good stuff. Listen, lads, all the best of luck to everything you do, apart from supporting Liverpool. I can't do that.
I don't think we need to worry about that. 21 points, I think they are. 24 points, actually, behind us. So we'll leave that one there.
Good, you know, you two can sort of sit and fight each other there. Okay, listen, boys, thank you. I'm going to play the new single and turn it around, okay?
Thanks very much.
Thanks, boys. Cheers, mate. Yeah.